This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, August 15th. A cruise line's mistake is a guest gain. An inventory error in Royal Caribbean's booking system turned out to be good fortune for some flexible passengers. The August 25th sailing of Rhapsody of the Seas, a seven-night Greek Isle sailing, was overbooked by a substantial number, to the point where Royal Caribbean sweetened the pot to get guests on another voyage and even gave them some cash. Guests are being offered a full cash refund on the August 25th sailing, and on top of that, placement on another Royal Caribbean ship this year or next year. Currently, Rhapsody of the Seas is sailing under reduced capacity as it's limited by local regulations, which could have been a catalyst for the technical error. Rhapsody of the Seas is currently sailing from Haifa, Israel to the Greek Isles. And we now turn to New Zealand, where for the first time since 2020, the country has welcomed back cruise ships. The government opened the country's ports on midnight of July 31st, and the first ship arrived back on Friday, P&O's Pacific Explorer, arriving from Sydney. That vessel is now on a 12-night sailing to Fiji. Norwegian, Seabourn, Holland America, Princess, Viking, and Silver Sea are just a few of the lines that sail from Auckland, New Zealand. And the port of Barcelona is seeing a strong comeback. The first 7 months of the year saw just over 1 million cruisers come through the port. Here's how it broke down. 585,607 passengers embarked or disembarked in Barcelona, while 434,527 were in transit, meaning it was just a port stop for them. However, they aren't quite caught up to the 2019 numbers. That same period in 19 saw just over 1.6 million cruisers, leaving about a 600,000 passenger gap. Barcelona has 8 cruise terminals, and before the shutdown, saw 830 ship calls a year. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 1.6%, 10.70. Royal Caribbean up 1.5%, 42.36. And Norwegian up 3.1%, 14.18. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.